cracking. Warriors HQ back in action. Dieter Kurtenbach with you. Warriors lose to the Knicks tonight. What was the final score in this game? 119 to 112. And this is a game that they lost, the Warriors did, in the first quarter. Warriors go down by 15 points in the first quarter, and they trailed the entire contest. It was a pretty abysmal performance, all things considered. Knicks come out. You know what the Knicks are about. They punched in the mouth, and the Warriors had no response. I think they had four turnovers in the first, 4 minutes. And within a very short period of time, the Warriors are down seven shots just in field goal attempts to the Knicks. The Knicks aren't relinquishing anything like that. They're a good team. They played well. They punched the Warriors in the mouth, and the Warriors didn't bounce back. I think they lost this game in the first quarter, and that's the first thing of tonight's three big things. Oh, yeah, we're all the way back, folks. First quarter, they lost it there, and it didn't matter when you go on a 10-0 run. I would note that they also lost it in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, you have a terrible start to the game. You're turning the ball over. You're not focused on defense. The Knicks give it to you early, and then you chip away, you chip away, you chip away. And in the fourth quarter, early goings, you look like you have a shot to get back into it. And there's turnovers, there's bad shot selection. And the Warriors go a stretch of about 4 minutes with about 9 minutes to play in the fourth quarter in a tight, 10-point, one-digit game. And they throw the game away. The Knicks didn't really do anything to win the game after the first quarter. They just went out there and played competent, hard-nosed basketball. Josh Hart played all 48 minutes tonight, like it was 1967. Credit to him. He's a very solid player. They're a very solid team. Even without, OG Anunoby, one of their best players. Jalen Brunson's a dude. And Hartlestein had himself a game, as a lot of centers do against the Golden State Warriors. But when you start poorly and then you have an opportunity in the fourth quarter and you don't take advantage, I don't know how the Warriors can blame anybody but themselves for losing this game. It wasn't that the Knicks had some hot night. A lot of the statistics were very similar. It's that the Warriors didn't come out ready. First game after a road game and all that. I don't care. We're in mid-March. This is crunch time for a team that hasn't played cohesive, high-level basketball, save for but a few fleeting moments all year. They don't have slack in which to come out with the kind of performance they came out with tonight. And then to not come through in the fourth quarter, and I don't think that there was any rotational issues. I don't think that Steve Kerr put the team at a disadvantage. They missed a couple bunnies. They had bad turnovers and bad spots, and they go almost 5 minutes without scoring. Thank goodness for Trayce Jackson-Davis, who seemed to be the only one who wanted to play with some force in the fourth quarter. We'll get to Trayce Jackson-Davis in a little bit, but yeah, the four turnovers off the bat, and they might have lost the game at that juncture because they never played well enough to make up for all of the errors early and then to compound it with errors late. I mean, this is a pretty concerning performance from a Golden State Warriors team that doesn't have any slack to give. If you're wondering why this is a team that looks like it's going to play in the bottom of the play-in tournament bracket, tonight, Exhibit A, case in point, ladies and gentlemen, I rest my case. There have been moments where you think to yourself, this Warriors team has the talent, and when they turn it on, it looks like they have the ability to really make things happen, that they can make some noise come playoff time. And then you are hit with a dose of reality like tonight. And it should be very strongly noted here. The Warriors are 17 and 18 at home. They don't have a lot of home games down the stretch here. They have two more this week. Then they're on the road for a very long time. There is one game, I believe, against Dallas, and that's a whole rescheduling thing. So they play the majority of their games down the stretch on the road. And I know that the Warriors are playing good road basketball today, that they have just another road win from the other night in Los Angeles. But the fact that home court has not been of an advantage to them this season, I don't know what to make of it in a larger macro sense, because obviously last year they were horrendous on the road, but played pretty well at home, which they had to do. It was the only way they were going to do anything of note or importance. Regardless, for them to be so bad at home this year, I understand the context, I understand the circumstance, but for them to be so bad at home this year, it's an indictment on them as a team. That's not something that we can really say outside of the absolute disaster season where Steph Curry broke his hand. That's not something we should be saying about the Golden State Warriors. Whether it's Oracle Arena or at Chase Center, home court has always been an advantage for them. I don't think that the crowd is any different. We're deep into this San Francisco experiment. We have to drop the notion that that place can't get loud. It's certainly not as loud as Oracle, but it gets loud, and it should be a home court advantage. I've heard that place absolutely bumping, and it gets as loud as any arena in the NBA. Sacramento gets up there. I thought Boston was crazy during the finals, but that Chase Center gets up, and it gets rowdy. You have to give them a reason to get rowdy. And that, again, this is not some overarching statement about the fan base or anything like that. This is the Warriors just not playing good enough basketball. And I can't explain why it is that they play even more mediocre basketball than what they normally play at home. What I do know is it needs to stop. And I know that the opportunities to stop it are exceedingly dwindling. They don't have that many home games left. So maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a bad thing. But this idea that the Warriors deserve better than what they've had so far, which I feel like seeps in anytime they win a game, they are a losing team at home, and they just lost a game at home to a Knicks team. They were favored by 6.5 points, and they lost it because they started off slow, and then come fourth quarter when they had a chance to make up for the errors of their early ways, they came nowhere close to doing it. Let's talk about what Andrew Wiggins did tonight. It was too little too late, and it was definitely too little. 2 of 9 from the floor tonight, 7 points, a minus 10. Is he the key reason why the Warriors lost? No, that's ridiculous. But like every other conversation we have with Andrew Wiggins, it's just not good enough. It's just not good enough. This team needs a number two. This team needs somebody to stand up and say, I can handle some offensive brunt. And tonight, the Warriors had a great bench. We'll get into them in a second. And the offensive, you know, the starters just weren't great. You'd expect a certain level of offensive output from Draymond Green that's limited. 2 points on 1 of 7 shooting tonight. That's going to happen. He's still affecting the game in other ways, even though this wasn't Draymond's best game. Kuminga's giving you 16. I'm not sure you should ask for anything more. He can give you more, but you shouldn't ask for it. He's still 21 years old. Brandon Podziemski, kind of a no-show in this game. The physicality of the Knicks just took it to him. He's a rookie. I'm not going to hold it against him, but 0 for 2 from the floor in 25 minutes. No points in the game. Steph gets his 27, but this is just another clear game where the Warriors needed Andrew Wiggins, a player who doesn't have excuses, right? Jonathan Kuminga is young. Brandon Podziemski is young. Draymond Green is not an offensive player like that. He's a great passer and all that, but he's not someone who should be giving you buckets. If he scores in double digits, you're golden. You look at the bench. Gary Payton II is not someone supposed to be giving you points. Klay Thompson has 18 of 6 of 15 shooting. It's a good night for Klay in 30 minutes. You get 19 points from Trayce Jackson-Davis, who's just been immense. You get 14 points, a lot of them early, from Chris Paul, who I thought was really, he looked like he had his shot off the bench again, at least early. It faded a little bit in the fourth quarter. You're not getting much from Moses Moody these days, and the rotation is shorter. You got no Saric, you got no Looney. Andrew Wiggins, when you have the shorter rotation, when you have a bench unit that is pretty defined now and is playing good basketball, and you don't want to mess that up, it means that the starters have to lift their game. And they've already asked too much from Podziemski, and you can't really ask anything more from Kuminga. And you know what Draymond Green is. If I'm leaving out Steph Curry, it's only because it's Steph flipping Curry. There's one guy that has not raised his game commensurate to what the Warriors need, and it's Andrew Wiggins. This team is only going to go so far as Andrew Wiggins will help take them. He has to take on some of the responsibility here for the Warriors taking that next step. They seem to believe, when you talk to them, when you listen to them, they seem to believe that there is more for this team to give. And every now and again, they hint that there is, in fact, more for this team to give. I'll tell you straight up, if Andrew Wiggins wants to give the Golden State Warriors more, there is more for the Warriors to give. But everyone else is giving their everything. Everyone else is playing at the maximum that you can expect from them right now. Is there little margins that you can improve on? Of course. Are there going to be bad nights? Of course. Andrew Wiggins is nowhere near the player that he should be at this juncture in the season for a team like this. And I can't explain it. I cannot explain why Andrew Wiggins is no longer a player who seems to have any place on an NBA court in any sort of an important minute. This guy was the second best player on a championship team less than 24 months ago, and he should be physically in the prime of his career. And yet here we are still talking about where the hell is he gone, even while he's on the court. It's completely inexplicable. And if you want to explain it through hearsay and rumor and stuff, it still doesn't really excuse the level of play. 2 of 9 from the floor. There were some nice rebounds late, and he did have 4 offensive rebounds in this game. But again, it was just too little too late. This is a guy who needs to start playing with some force, and this is a guy who needs to maybe even play a little selfishly. Take it upon himself to make something happen. Tonight was a night where the Warriors desperately needed Andrew Wiggins to just be average, and he couldn't even do that. This is the main storyline. I'm going to keep harping on it day in, day out. We'll give him credit when it's due, but it seems as if most nights he has not earned the credit, and I'm going to continue to hold him to a high standard because I've seen him play at a high level recently. Like, fairly recently, he has played at a very high level. I'm not willing to forget that, and I'm not willing to excuse the drop-off from Andrew Wiggins. It's inexplicable, but it's also inexcusable. And for the Warriors to have this kind of performance from him tonight on a night where it was evident from the jump they needed more from him, man, really discouraging if you're betting on the Warriors to do anything this postseason. A game, 2, maybe even win a first round. Okay, this team's only going as far as Andrew Wiggins will take them. And right now, it looks like Andrew Wiggins is trying to get to Cancun ASAP. But the bench was good tonight. And I've already had people texting me. I've already had people emailing me saying, hey, do you move Clay, who's playing pretty well, back to the starting lineup? I don't touch the bench. Doesn't matter who starts. It matters who closes. I don't touch the bench because that bench has a good thing going right now. And yes, the matchup was good for them, and it's Tom Thibodeau. And again, he played a guy 48 minutes tonight. I mean, it's unbelievable in this day and age, and I love it. We need somebody to actually start doing stuff like this again, regardless, just to prove it's possible. Regardless, you don't mess with the bench. Trayce Jackson-Davis and Chris Paul have a good thing going. You have a good thing going with Klay Thompson. Gary Payton II gives you some spark. You can get yourself some Moses Moody, but you can also rotate in there a Wiggins. You can rotate in there a Kuminga. You can get yourself some Pajemski if there's foul trouble. This is something that's working for the Warriors, and I don't think this is a team who is in a position to mess with stuff that works just because you had an off night from your starters. I expect more from Brandon Pajemski against the Grizzlies. I expect more from Andrew Wiggins every game, but certainly on Wednesday. I think Draymond Green is not going to have back-to-back dud offensive games. He's been pretty darn good offensively, all things considered. And if we're going down the line and asking, well, what about Draymond Green? Then you already, it's a lost cause. Kuminga will probably have a bigger game, and Steph gave you what you should expect from Steph, except for, you know, the 4-13 from beyond the arc. He was forcing it. He had to force it. The Warriors were losing early. I don't mess with the second unit. Klay Thompson has found himself the best role for this team. It's incumbent on the guys in the starting lineup to just play better. They have recently. They really have. I don't want to use one game as some sort of a referendum on the whole thing, especially as this bench unit looks like it really has some momentum going. Was it a nice matchup? Sure. Same time, I'm not overthinking it when it comes to the Golden State Warriors. All right, that's it. Warriors 3 things off of their loss to the New York Knicks. They're going to play Wednesday against the Memphis Grizzlies. I'll be out at Chase Center. If you see me, say hi. Until then, I'll tell you have a good night.